Cullinan Park is an urban wilderness located in the heart of Sugar Land, Texas. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with William Hadjick, Sugar Land, Texas's Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation. Cullinan Park is a captivating urban wilderness located adjacent to Sugar Land Regional Airport. The park spans 754 acres of prairie and woodlands, with White Lake as a fitting centerpiece. The parkland was first settled in 1828 by one of Stephen F. Austin's pioneering Texans.
My name is William Hadjick. I'm with the City of Sugar Land Parks and Recreation Department. I'm the Assistant Director. I've been here for a little under 9 years.
And right now we're at Cullinan Park?
Yes, we're at Cullinan Park. It's a nature park here, one of the 28 parks in Sugar Land that Parks and Recreation City of Sugar Land maintains.
It's really fascinating that we just went on a pretty long hike around the park. You can't hear any sounds other than nature. And yet, as you mentioned, we're in the middle of a city. This is incredible.
Yeah, they call it the hidden gem because once you get in here, you're completely surrounded by the woods. And that's right. That's all you really hear is the Mother Nature. And that's all you're really seeing is Mother Nature. It's quite impressive.
What are some of the coolest things that especially the kids like to see and spot?
I've had kids run up to me and tell me that they saw a snake on the trail. And then I see the excitement in their eyes as they see alligator gar. The other day I was here and this girl was doing her book report for school, and I pointed out the alligator gar to her and her mom over here in White Lake. They were completely fascinated by this prehistoric looking fish that was just swimming in the water, you know, looking for its next meal. And, you know, doing the trash cleanups with volunteers out here, how excited they get about helping clean Mother Nature. I've really seen a little bit of everything out here.
I imagine there are people, even in Sugar Land, that probably drive by here and have never been in.
Yeah, I imagine so, although the parking is getting very limited, especially on the weekends, that I think people are finding out about this park more and more. But you're right, it's easy to drive by it on Highway 6 and miss the entrance and not really know that what's back here. But I think we're doing a good job advocating for the park. The Cullinan Conservancy does a good job getting the word out about the park and us putting it on our parks map. I think it's getting the word out, and the hidden gem may not be so hidden much longer.
We talk about aquatic life. Talk to us about the birds, ducks, and some of the other natural things you'd see here.
It's on the Nature Birding Trail, the Cullinan Park, and so they just had a bird watching event out here the Cullinan Conservancy hosted, and so you're going to see everything and anything out here. And what's really cool is the other day I was out here, and I happened to look up, and I saw a couple of bald eagles.
Oh, wow, cool.
And one osprey was picking on the bald eagle, and the bald eagle literally flew upside down and kind of defended itself a little bit, and the osprey would fly off, and then the osprey would come right back and pick on it a little bit more. And that was happening right above my head here in the parking lot. So you're going to see a little bit of everything out here, a lot of ducks and egrets and water birds, because of course White Lake is attracting all that. And so of course there's going to be a lot of fish in the water too. And so the nature of the trees, they just bring in the wildlife.
You have some volunteers that help you too?
The Cullinan Conservancy is made up of a board of volunteers, and they do a lot of fundraising for capital improvements of this park. But we've hosted a lot of Boy Scout, Eagle Scout projects out here. Girl Scouts created a lot of the original trail marker signs that you see out here. And Boy Scouts have done a lot of Eagle Scout badges out here, including bird boxes, bat boxes, and trail benches, and like recycling fishing line out here at the pier. So we've done a lot with volunteers out here.
Do you do special events out here throughout the year?
The Cullinan Conservancy's hosted some events out here. Parking is limited for larger events for City of Sugar Land, and in phase two, we're looking to improve the parking situation and add more trails. But we've done some volunteer cleanups out here that are very successful. I've seen some weddings out here. I see a lot of family gatherings out here. The pavilion's first come, first serve. So you get here first, it's yours, and utilize it. Use the barbecue pits, the picnic tables, and just have at it.
Going back in time, the roots of the land here date back to the first pioneers that settled in Texas, right?
Yeah, the 754-acre Cullinan Park was originally settled in 1828 by Alexander Hodge and was utilized for raising cattle, sugar cane, and other crops for over 150 years. The Houston Parks Board acquired the land in 1989 through donations from the estate of Nina Cullinan, the Brown Foundation, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and funding provided from the City of Houston. through a partnership with Houston, the city of Sugar Land annexed the park in 2016 and began providing operation and maintenance services as well as managing development improvements to the park.
In a moment about other parks in the city of Sugar Land.
Oh yeah, we have quite an array of parks here in the city of Sugar Land. If you go online or follow us on Facebook or look at our parks map, you're going to see that we maintain a total of 28 parks, ranging from baseball athletic complexes to softball complex to Memorial Park, Veterans Memorial Park, the new Brazos River Park that we just built a couple of years ago, the Crown Festival site to hold our larger events.
Which is giant.
It's huge. It's over 50 acres, and then Brazos River Park is over 150 acres. And then we just built a connecting road to connect Brazos River Park to Memorial Park so we can have more continuity. I encourage people to come out to Cullinan Park, and on a hot day, it's a good place to hide from the sun and walk some trails and enjoy the cool breeze, see some Mother Nature. Just come see the good things that City of Sugar Land is doing out here.
Do you have a website?
You can visit the City of Sugar Land, sugarlandtx.gov, city's main website, and then you can go to the parks section from that homepage. Also, the Parks and Recreation does a great job updating all of our social media on Twitter and Facebook, and you can go to that on Facebook at just follow Sugar Land Parks and Recreation, and you'll get a lot of updates on that social media website as well. And then the Cullinan Park Conservancy's website is cullinanparkconservancy.org. My name is William Hijik. I'm the Assistant Director for Parks and Recreation here for the City of Sugar Land.
Thank you so much, William. What a great morning hiking through paradise.
It's been a lot of fun, and what a beautiful day.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of Sugar Land, Texas. We'll see you here. The underbed music was performed by Texas Hill Country musician and songwriter John Arthur Martinez.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
And the little bee makes the honey. Poor man throws the cotton. The rich man makes some money. Take me back to Texas. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas. I'm too young to marry. The railroad, and I laid my head down on the track. I thought about that gal of mine, gradually eased it back. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Travel all around this country, music by the hour. Always wears this great big smile, we never do look sour. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Otra. Vamos. One and a two and a one, two, three. Talk Susie, walk and talk Susie, walk and talk Susie. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Come on, take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry.